The following hero story comes from Sheikh Darosek, a valued My Hero partner in Senegal. He explains the origin of the award-winning film Ablaye, a short documentary about a physically disabled boy made by his media studies classmate Ferry Seko. Ablaye lives in Niaritali, a suburb of Dakar, whose name in English is Two Roads. The busy town does indeed have two-lane streets in its center, and they bring many people in and out of the town. Going to Ablaye's place, one mostly takes a car rapid, a kind of exotic yellow and blue van that's been around since the 1960s and has since become part of the identity of our capital city. Ablaye lives in this little community with his mother, Mrs. Ndiehi, a young woman who sells Cafe Tuba, locally brewed popular coffee, and breakfast in Tagat, the media school where Ablaye is being trained. Their tiny three-room flat set on the ground floor of an old house is fitted with one main equipment, a little TV set. The channels are provided by local operators called Rousseau Cable Network, who broadcast almost all foreign channels and whose targets are the people living in the suburbs. This is greatly welcomed by Ablaye, who spends most of his after-school time zapping from one channel to another, watching and enjoying TV programs. That's the main hobby of this 20-year-old boy, who has no other alternative to sitting on a mattress in their living room, his toe on the remote control of the TV set. On a typical school day, his mother takes Ablaye out in his wheelchair, pushing from their house in Niaritali to Tagat Media School, which is a long distance. It's been like this ever since he was admitted to this school, with the help of Kalidou Cassie, the owner of the school. "We're just living together, the two of us," Ablaye's mother explained. Fortunately for his mother, Ablaye is not difficult at all. An intelligent boy, he works with great diligence at school and does all his homework before going to bed. He's very friendly with his fellow students, and he's always ready to tease them and laugh heartily. This was how Ferry Seko, the student filmmaker who produced the film about Ablaye, discovered her unique classmate. As time passed, she noticed Ablaye's inspiring courage and unbending will to learn all of his lessons and do assignments just like any other student. It's like he does not see his disabilities. His courage is an inspiring model to all of us. We've all learned something about ourselves from him, Ferry Seko says. These feelings were among the main reasons why Ferry wanted to make a film about Ablaye. I immediately felt like telling the people about the courage of the boy, sharing with them this inspiring tale of determination and willpower, Ferry explained, when I asked her about motivation to make the film. I think that Ablaye is the kind of person you meet once, and they brand you for the rest of your life with their courage, their sociability, and their love for life, Ferry added. And because of that, he is my hero, she concluded. After graduation, Ferry left Tagat Media School, but she will never forget Ablaye, the young man who helped her see life from a different angle.